Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. You know, Joe and John, we, for 2.5 years, we've been telling people that that Joe Biden's, his orders for the Communist Chinese Party was to keep the border open, keep the southern border open, keep a steady flow, for first, of Chinese nationals. They're coming in by the thousands, and with special escort, by the way, and make sure that there's a steady flow of fentanyl coming in to, you know, kill Americans, and also because the fentanyl was going from China to Mexico, where it was being produced and to be peddled. And then also make sure that you keep a steady flow of children for the pedophiles, which is the Democratic Party, which is flush with pedophiles. Now, we've been telling, Joe, have we not been telling people this for 2.5 years?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, right, so now, so I expect maybe 5 years from now, if the Lord should tarry, okay, that we'll hear absolute, we have absolute proof now. It's been proven by some report. But anyhow, one of the other things that was happening was they were to provide the business, big business, cheap labor. That's one of the ways to keep the border open, to keep cheap labor coming in for the woke corporations. And
well,
so,
just a few weeks ago, we did a story on they were finding young children working in poultry plants all across the
12 hours a day, huh?
Yep, and night. They were supposed to be going to school during the day, and they were working anything from 8 to 12 hours a night while they were supposed to be in school. Yeah, right.
Well, here we're going to hear from a senior White House official who doesn't really realize what she's doing, exposing that she's actually exposing what we just said about keeping cheap labor for woke corps. Go ahead and take it away, Kyle.
Get ready for a bombshell. The Biden-Harris administration's immigration policy has just been exposed as a covert plan to fill America with migrants and not serve the interests of American workers. A senior White House official's startling admission reveals the true motives behind their actions. Discover the shocking truth about the Biden administration policy. Stay informed. Tap subscribe below and enable notifications to stay updated on the latest news. A senior official in the White House, Katie Tobin, has blown the lid off President Biden's immigration policy, revealing the true intentions behind it. Contrary to the mainstream narrative, Tobin admitted that the administration is using migration as an economic strategy to benefit large corporations and maintain a competitive edge globally. Tobin explicitly stated that the administration aims to create new jobs through government spending programs, high-tech firms, and infrastructure projects. The Biden-Harris team views migration as a means to fill the labor gaps in an expanding economy. While they claim moral responsibility, their actions speak louder, favoring corporate interests over the well-being of ordinary workers. Watch it come straight from the horse's mouth.
It's a really interesting moment in time right now in the United States because we are actually facing higher labor demands than we have in a really long time. And I think it's safe to say, to quote the report, that the match is strong in the United States, that migration to the United States does yield benefits that exceed the costs if we get our policies right, and that is the real challenge. I won't pretend to be an economic expert, but the reality is we currently have at least 10 million job vacancies right now in the United States. On top of that, we are creating new jobs this year as we're breaking ground on key infrastructure projects under the president's bipartisan infrastructure law, the CHIPS and Science Act, new green jobs as we implement the Inflation Reduction Act. This is an exciting time in America. And as our economy grows, we need workers that we just don't have enough of. So it is in our interest to bring people in and to stay competitive globally.
Oh, okay. So I guess we're just going to be letting in all the scientists, right? And all the people that know technology? Or are we just going to be bringing in the slave labor to build the infrastructure for Biden's Green New Deal. Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies, points out that the government-backed economic migration is reminiscent of strategies employed by Saudi Arabia and corporatist migration approaches. By facilitating the entry of foreign workers, the administration effectively acts as a staffing service for American corporations, undermining the wages and employment prospects of American citizens. Tobin's remarks at the American Enterprise Institute that you just saw reveal the stark contrast between the administration's true motives and the media's portrayal of migration. Mainstream coverage often focuses on the border dramas and the humanitarian crisis while downplaying the legal migration of approximately 1 million individuals annually and the influx of white-collar foreign workers taking jobs from Americans. Furthermore, the Biden-Harris administration legal defense relies on framing their policies as aiding asylum seekers, refugees, and parole emergencies. However, Tobin's statements expose the reality that the administration is primarily focused on economic migrants seeking better job opportunities and higher living standards. The administration's economic migration strategy neglects alternative approaches such as boosting trade with impoverished nations or fostering democracy in autocratic countries, which would support economic development abroad and reduce the need for mass migration. Now, the truth is out. The Biden-Harris administration's immigration policy stands exposed. Their covert agenda of using migration as an economic tool to serve corporate interests is a betrayal of American workers. The implications of Tobin's admission are profound, highlighting the administration's willingness to prioritize foreign workers over American citizens. By flooding the labor market with an influx of cheap labor, they stifle wage growth and limit job opportunities for American workers. It's crucial to question whose interests this administration is truly serving. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below for the next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
All right. Alrighty, we are back. And, you know, FBI whistleblower, this government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth. Now, John and Joe, we've been hearing a lot about this whole thing about setting a budget, or we're going to default. It's going to be horrible. The government will be shut down. I wish it would be shut down for a long time. I'd like to see a lot of those, about a million of those federal workers go home. What do you think?
Amen, Pastor Ernie. The smaller the bureaucracy, the better for the people.
This whole thing about the shutdown, it's going to happen unless we come to a budget deal, unless there's a deal. But look, all of that, this is theater. It's to keep your eyes off of what's really been taking place. Watching these congressional hearings, I've been watching these congressional hearings, and I got to say, my hat's off to Jim Jordan. And by the way, that other congressman is giving Christopher Wray till Tuesday to hand over the file, because in that file, they say there is absolute evidence that Joe Biden, they have the actual proof, all the paperwork, was selling Americans' secrets and American security for money. Now, that's in that file. But now, all of a sudden, the FBI said before they could not do that because it was under investigation. But now they're saying something different, aren't they? John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, from what I understand, from day one, Wray wasn't going to give up those files. And he's not giving them up now. And supposedly, they're going to hold him in contempt of Congress unless he turns over those files. But okay. I think he'll take the contempt of Congress because he can never... Biden's not going to remove him from office. And no one will prosecute him. I mean, because the district attorney or the U.S. attorney for, I think, Washington is the one that prosecutes contempt of Congress, and they're not going to prosecute him. So he'll just take the heat and go leave Congress and go back to the FBI and continue his criminal ways.
Sure. John, well, I was just looking at something. The Republicans are going after John Durham, and they want to know why Durham let different people get away without testifying, like James Comey, Andrew McCabe, several others did not. Here it is, Peter Strzok, Bill Priestep, and Kevin Kleinsmith, Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS. None of these people would talk with John Durham, wouldn't cooperate with him, and the several of the real conservative Republicans want to know why. After 4 years of investigation, the people that really knew what was going on wouldn't cooperate. He didn't charge them. He didn't hold them in contempt. And it's the same thing. They got away with it, so why shouldn't Ray? If Comey
got
away with it, Ray's going to get away with it too.
It's shocking that as much got out from the Durham report that did. If you follow what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, in that corrupt D.C., Durham did bring charges against two other individuals there. One of them was a Hillary Clinton lawyer. But the Hillary Clinton, the Clinton-appointed judge who worked with the Clintons, got the case. Instead of recusing him, he should have excused himself from that case. He refused to do that. And then his daughter actually was one of the lawyers that was working on that case as one of the prosecutors. I mean, the whole thing was so corrupt and so crooked. I mean, when we talk about the D.C., shouldn't we say District of Crime?
Right, because they're never going to go after a Republican, and Hillary Clinton was to be protected, and the information she has had to be protected at all costs, so... That's why they had a D.C. Jury.
So if you...
It's the only safe place for them to have court.
So when Trump was in office and they tried to subpoena Hillary's computers, when Hillary took a hammer to the computers, to the hard drives, when she took it, smashed...
Bleach bit.
Yeah.
Bleach bit first. Yeah, she just bleached them. And then the hammers went to the 8 cell phones that they had been ordered to turn over. So they turned them over after they were totally destroyed, beaten with hammers, and then something else done to them. So, I mean, complete violation of federal law. She destroyed this government property that was, she was told. So, yeah, there was never any consequence. So, Chris Ray is not going to be worried about it. Nobody else has ever had to face consequences, so he knows he won't either.
All right, let me ask John. John, you were a federal agent for many years. Isn't destroying evidence illegal?
Of course it is, Pastor Ernie. Yes, it is.
Why didn't anybody tell? What about Attorney General Barr? Didn't he know that it was illegal?
It's all Pastor Ernie. You know, when Barr is in there, he's like a Democrat light, you know. When
yeah.
Barr was there, they're all married somehow, and Hillary and Bill have particularly Hillary. There's something going on, Pastor Ernie, that I think she's much deeper in the New World Order than we realize.
Okay.
Because she's like untouchable. I mean, they were actually committing crimes like, well, almost on video, and they weren't being prosecuted. Like she destroyed how many tens of thousands of emails she was supposed to turn over. Remember?
Almost 60,000.
Okay, yeah, almost 60,000 emails, and she destroyed them, and no one did anything. No one.
And then those 8 phones that were government phones, you know, that they were supposed to turn over. Yeah.
Right. That was all her crooked dealing, and she was doing that, you know, off government line, but she was doing it, like, still connected with the State Department. She was running her own our own website, like outside of the government. Who ever heard of such a thing? Top secret.
She had a she had her own private server in a bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
It was not secure, not tied into the government system. It could have been hacked by the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, you know, who knows.
Oh, yeah, I remember where...
Nothing happened.
Do you remember when that what you were talking about there, there was a fire in her house, and it just so happened in the bathroom and that? There was. Do you remember that, when you had that fire? And so much evidence got destroyed?
Mm-hmm.
That was
another time, one of many.
Yeah.
Well, that's... here's this will cap it all off. I'm going to do this under the title, Pastor Ernie, you and I told them so. Bipartisan lawmakers introduce bill to make illegal aliens legal. Yep, a bipartisan group of House members Tuesday introduced an immigration reform bill that contains several measures, including a plan to grant a pathway to citizenship for all illegal immigrants, not illegal aliens, illegal immigrants. We said that's what they were planning, that's what they were headed for, and now we've got a bipartisan group that tried to slip it in under a nice-looking thumb, well, we're going to, you know, fix the problem of illegal immigration. No, they're going to do it by getting citizenship, and we learned Ronald Reagan said, okay, I'll let these guys have amnesty if the Democrats would help close the border. Well, you know how that worked out. He did what he said he would, but the Democrats never did what they were supposed to do and help, you know, close the border. So we told people this was all about bringing in all these people to build up members of the Democrat Party and keep them in government permanently. So now we see them bringing it out in the open.
Well, I'm just wondering, okay, look, all of these immigrants, and I know we've talked about this before, why are they coming to the United States?
Because we're a white racist nation, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, well, besides that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. We hate minorities here. We're white racists, and we're evil. And all we want to do is abuse people's rights. And they're flocking from all over the world to come in here, Vista.
All right, so, but let me try another theory. My theory is this, that they're coming here to escape the poverty and the violence and the crime in their own countries. They've heard about this thing called freedom that we've had here. And so this is why they want to come here. Now, a lot of these immigrants, I remember about 10 years back, I spoke at a conference, and at that conference, there were 10 young Baptist preachers from the Soviet Union. They had come from Russia. And these were very articulate, and they got up, and each one that spoke, they said, "Do you understand?" And every one of them, in their message that they had, said, "Do you understand where America's heading?" This is 10 years ago. You know, you're going to get to where what we got away from, what we ran away from, what we escaped from, is coming here. Now, do you think maybe a lot of these immigrants that are coming here, they're going to realize that? They're going to realize that they came here to get away from what the Democrats want for America today. And so do you think maybe a whole lot of them are going to say, you know what, I'm not going to vote the way they want me to. I don't want that. I ran away from that. What do you think?
Go ahead, John. I'm just hoping you're right. At least a portion of them will feel that way. Others will be like the other minorities in the country, kind of bought and paid for by the Democrat Party. So it's kind of in God's hands, and hopefully a lot of those immigrants coming over have a Christian faith that will help them see the truth.
All right.
Pastor Ernie, those Baptists, those Russians?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met them. You had a conference.
Yeah.
And I spoke. I spoke at the conference.
Yeah, I did too. I think I spoke about you. No.
But they were there. I remember talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 10 years ago now.
I think it's been about. I'm just taking a guess. It's been about 10 years. And
I would say at least 10 years.
And they were saying, look, do you understand that where you're heading towards what we ran away from, what we escaped from? But anyhow, let me take it over here. Trump is furious after judge assigns unfair data for court showdown with Bragg. Election implications will be massive. Now, this judge has scheduled this thing. First of all, this Anthony Bragg, he's one of George Soros' whores, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bought and paid for. Now, let me ask you this. So his job is to go out there and at all costs keep Trump from being able to run again. Trump, they know that if Trump gets back in, Trump's already saying if he gets back in, they're going to jail. And I heard Hillary say myself, I heard her say, if he gets back into office, we're all going to hang. Now, you've got this judge, and they've got him, and he's decided that he's going to set a date of March 25th, a Tuesday hearing, in which Trump is going to have to be in that court. He's going to have to come to court there. This is right in the middle of the primaries, yeah. And here, Trump is furious about this. Do you think that this judge is going to overplay his hand? Do you think that this is going to be and they could turn this around on him and charge him with campaign interference? Because that's exactly what Trump says it is. It's campaign interference. What do you think?
It's campaign interference is what it is. They're setting, this was all planned. They, under no circumstances do they want Donald Trump to be president of the United States. And everything they've done is to attack him and deny him the presidency. And I'm just hoping the more they attack him, the more people will want to vote for him.
Yeah, I think it's gonna backfire on him. And that's this judge called Juan Merchan of Manhattan. And so, anyhow, the more they do this, the higher Trump's numbers go, don't they?
That seems to be happening so far. I just hope it keeps up.
All righty. Now,
Pastor Ernie, I don't know how long ago now Trump was indicted. What was it, a month or 6 weeks?
Oh, it's been longer than that. Longer than that, I think. I think it's been.
Now, do we know the crimes he's being charged with?
Something like, I think it said like 50 cases of, yeah, he's being charged with paying off or bribing. Let me see here. You know, there have been so many false charges against him.
There were about three of them, but they all involved paying money to silence witnesses.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
That was it.
Problem, Pastor Ernie. All the state charges they brought against him were outside the statute of limitations, and he was piggybacking on a federal charge. And that charge has never been. He brought it out and I missed it, but he has no case. There's no statute to prosecute Trump because he's a state prosecutor and state have no authority on the federal, and he hasn't announced the federal law that he says he's basing all this on. So this thing's going wrong, and it's a. In all my years, I don't think I've ever seen a bigger sham as this one.
John, they're counting on the fact that it'll carry over and get enough bad publicity that by the time that it happens, then Trump can take it to the Supreme Court. But by that time, the liberals, the commies are thinking enough damage will be done that people don't want Trump. That's why a lot of people are switching to DeSantis, because they just see all this trouble with Trump and courts, and they don't realize the minute that if Trump did back out or Trump quits running or whatever, they're going to turn the same attention, the same dirty tricks against DeSantis, whatever they can come up with. Because, you know, they don't want any of those people that might bring change to Washington.
Well, there's two things happening there, though, Joe. One is, like you said, what they want to do is try to convince the people that Trump has just too much baggage. There's just too much baggage. They're getting
too much trouble. Yeah.
On the other side of that, there's been people that actually, believe it or not, were former Democrats that said, you know what, this is what they're doing to Trump is just wrong, and we're not going to put up with that. And they've actually switched parties. There's a number of them that's already happened to. But look, the more they do this, the more Trump's numbers grow. They keep going up. And so I think it's going to backfire on them, because here's why that's happening. People, like, when I'm watching this, I'm looking at them not doing this just to Trump. They're doing this to me. They stole my vote. They're doing this to me. And a lot of people feel that way. Don't you feel that way?
Sure, definitely. We've talked about that before many times. Anytime that you take away the most valuable thing we have as a citizen is our right to vote, and we lost that a long ago, the way the Democrats have been cheating and the things that they're doing, we just basically losing our voting rights.
Right, right. And so people are getting more and more fed up, and less, like we were telling people here, you are not under no obligation, as far as the Justice Department, the FBI, you are under absolutely no obligation to recognize or to give them any legitimacy. They've lost all legitimacy. They're a rogue agent. They're a counterfeit. You have dirty cops, and you got Merrick Garland. So as the American people, and that goes along with the IRS, and now you've got some IRS, another IRS agent has come out also, and they're testifying. This is the second whistleblower that's come out and said, look, what they're doing here, they put a complete stop making sure that nobody investigates Hunter Biden. And so, more and more people are seeing that, and I had that article here someplace. But, that's absolutely amazing, because I think they've really what would you say, this time they've crossed the line, they've overdone it. The American people are absolutely tired of having their intelligence assaulted. What do you think?
I don't know that I want to touch that one, John.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Okay. All righty. We're going to a break.
Some people are waking up, but others, what the scriptures say, you can't wake the dead.
I'm giving you guys a couple minutes to think about that. We'll be back right after this.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn in that lake of fire. that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. You'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from death's sting. Sin is a burning desire. Fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire.
Alrighty, we are back. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire, fellas. Don't do it. I'm going to tell you. You hear that, all you liberals out there? There is a burning lake of fire, and unless you repent, well, the Lord Jesus himself said, repent or perish. And he didn't stutter, did he, fellas?
No. No, no. Stuttering.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
You ask a question. You ask a question, and I found an article that explains the answer. The people, AOC was got in and mixed it up with Ted Cruz.
That was a loss for her.
What?
That was a big loss for her. I heard that.
Yep. She wanted him to educate Twitter voters on the history of our diametrically opposed parties. And he did. And I'm going to try and sum it up. He said, sure. First, the Democrat Party founded the KKK. Then they wrote the Jim Crow laws. Then they filibustered the Civil Rights Act. And, of course, you know, Republicans are the ones that voted to free the slaves. They were the ones that passed the Civil Rights Act. The Dems filibustered the school choice, trapping black kids in failing schools. And he went on just down the line, all this. The Republican Party was founded to oppose slavery. And, I mean, he just covered everything. He said, finally, in 2017, I passed the largest expansion of federal school choice ever over the objection of every single Senate Democrat. And he went on, just laid it out that history. The Republicans have always been the party that was for freedom. The Democrats were always the party that wanted to keep the blacks in slavery, keeping them down. We talked about this for years. The truth has been out there, but somehow the people choose to believe the lie rather than the truth. And it's been going on for a long time, and I think a lot of people are just going to stick with that. They'll believe the lie over the truth.
Well, you know, what happens is, you know, a lie told long enough and loud enough, according to people like Hitler and Stalin, becomes the truth. And so now what you have out there today with these people, you keep hearing how Trump lost to Biden. Trump lost. No, Trump did not lose to Biden. You know, and I know, that Trump had a lot more votes, even with all of the election fraud. Even with all of the election fraud. See, I was watching the results come in, and I saw, right around midnight, I believe it was, I saw where Trump was way out ahead. I saw the results inverted right before my eyes. I saw them flip upside down. Now, they're telling me that who are you going to believe, us here at Fox News or CNN, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? That's what they're telling you. That was one of Bill Clinton's favorite ones. No,
it sure was. He did that, and people just laughed and went right along with him.
Okay, so now we all know this. Look, let me ask you this. You've got two candidates. One of them is out. He's going campaigning every day. He's got Trump trains 90 miles long. He's turning out 50, 60,000 people coming to his rallies. 50, 60,000 people coming to his rallies. On the other one, you've got Obama Biden in his basement. And when he speaks, sometimes there's maybe a dozen cars parked out there. But again, you're seeing one guy turning out thousands and thousands of people, on the other one turning out a dozen people from his basement. Does it make sense to you at all that the guy that's turning out huge crowds day in and day out would lose an election to a guy in the basement with a mask on his face?
I've got a book on the shelf that's called The Death of Common Sense. It describes the funeral that just a few came to it, logic, reason, and a few others. But common sense died a long time ago in this country.
Well, what's happening is deception. It's deception. Right. People, they're not here. You've got the fake news media. Now, here's the question. Are the chickens coming home to roost? Now, let me ask you this, because I think this would apply also now, because we're seeing more and more evidence. Let me read this very quickly. A second IRS whistleblower probing Hunter Biden comes forward, claims retaliation. A second Internal Revenue Service IRS whistleblower came forward Monday to express concern about the investigation into Hunter Biden's alleged tax fraud, financial crimes, after the entire team working on it was removed from the case, according to the New York Post. The whistleblower was working on the case, and since it opened in 2018, and believed he was removed for doing the right thing and raising concerns about how the Department of Justice was handling the issue, according to the documents sent to Congress and obtained by the New York Post. In April, his IRS supervisor, who has worked on the case since 2020, told Congress the investigation faced clear conflict of interest, according to the Wall Street Journal. The supervisor was told that the whole investigative team would be removed from the Hunter Biden case on May 15th, according to a letter from the lawyers. Now, so we see this. This has come out. They weren't able to keep this quiet.
Well, it's out. Even more, Pastor, that you didn't go into, the FBI has taken away their pay. They have it where they can't go get another job.
Well, that's the FBI informants.
They're violating the Constitution. They're violating the Whistleblower Act. And it doesn't seem like we don't have a Justice Department, so nobody can do anything about what they're doing to mistreat the whistleblowers.
Well, the orders are coming from the Justice Department to do that.
Oh, that's right. It's corrupt. Yeah.
Okay, so now, but let me ask you this. We're gonna take a look at a couple things, okay? Dominion, with all their voting machines and their election fraud, Dominion, even though they just got a huge settlement from Fox News, said they're closing doors. They're going because they can't afford. They said that nobody will use their machines anymore, that there was so much damage done to them that they went woke and broke, and so they're going out of business. Now, I have an article here, and I'm looking at this. This is Target Stores, and of course, you guys know what's been going on with Target. They turned their advertising and their promotion over to Satanists to lead them, and they brought all the satanic and pedophile LGBT things into their stores. And right here, I'm looking at pictures of a huge Target store, and here there's nobody in it. There's nobody there. And this is, you know, during days. And so here, Target surrenders after massive backlash over a Pride campaign. Conservatives cheer while Gavin Newsom cries. This is from the Western Journal. Now, he's going on, Target is pulling much of its so-called Pride merchandise from the store shelves, so what is yet another win for conservatives who are tired of having the left's gender agenda shoved down the throats by corporate America. Well, make a long story short, basically the CEO said going woke means they're going broke. Okay, now, should people say, okay, now that Target's pulled that stuff back, I could go shop there? Or should people say, no, we will never go back to Target? What Target did, Target should go broke because of what they did. Should we send a strong message to Target out there, like we did to Budweiser, to Anheuser-Busch? They're giving their beer away. They've asked Walmart to put all of their Budweiser beer at the front of the store. So Walmart did that. And I'm looking at pictures of some of the Walmart stores where they did that. They moved all of the Budweiser beer up front. And it's all there. Nobody's buying it. People are walking by it. Nobody's buying it. And so in some cases, Budweiser is actually giving some of their beer away because it's got an expiration date where they won't be able to sell it.
Well, the company told the wholesalers that all their expired beer, send it back, that they will pay the wholesalers for it. So basically the company is buying back all the unsold Bud Light, which is almost all of it.
All right, so we're seeing what happens there because of what they did. They went, they went woke. We saw also
back works is what we're trying to say, right?
Right. Now, after saying that, is whatever, all of that is coming out, on all of what is coming out about on Hillary, and now it's out, and it, even in the Durham report, as weak as it was, yeah, the evidence is out there. Trump was a victim all along. Here, NBC, ABC, CBS, all of them that spun the so-called narrative, which were a lie, like Anheuser-Busch, like Target, like Bed Bath & Beyond, who went broke. They went bankrupt after they went woke and threw all of the Pillow Man's merchandise out of their stores. And so will now that have the same effect to some degree on all of the so-called mainstream media? And is that going to really have the same effect upon the Communist Democratic Party?
Ken, do you want to go first on that one?
I'm having a difficulty hearing. I'm not hearing the my line's breaking up.
Huh. Can you hear me now? We can hear you fine.
Yeah, I was having trouble following what you were saying there.
Okay, what I was saying is what we just saw happening with Anheuser-Busch, with Target stores, with Bed Bath Beyond, all of them now, they're this going woke. They said it's going broke. They're backing off from what they're doing because they got caught. Now, with everything that's been coming out on Biden, what we just read about the IRS, all of the whistleblowers, you know, you've got them coming out from the FBI, you got whistleblowers from the IRS, you've got all of these people working from the Wall Street Journal, all of these stories, all of this information that is coming out about the Biden crime family, everywhere you turn, will it be like what happened with these others, where with like what had happened with Dominion, that it's so much out you can't turn back. Is that going to have the same effect, and is that going to also do more damage to the credibility of the mainstream media? That's my question.
Well, Pastor Ernie, they'll keep Biden if the deep state New World Order want him. Because at this point, it doesn't seem to matter. There's enough for him to have been impeached a long time. He shouldn't have been elected. I mean, what they were doing behind the scenes, it's all come out now. It's all coming out. But there's no move on. They're like ignoring it. Do you notice that?
Well, right now, the polls they took, and there's like millions of people said they would never would have voted for Biden had they known what's out there now. Had they known all of this about the Biden crime family, they never would have voted for him. Now, do you think that that is going to have a major effect in the next election?
I do, because I'm seeing people fighting back. I'm seeing things changing. Like right now, there's a bunch of California high school kids left their class. Why? Because they've got the state law that allowed the boys to come in, sit to watch the girls in the bathroom, sitting there with erections while the girls are trying to shower and dress, and they're walking out of school. Walked out and said, "We're not going to, go through along with this." So everywhere I look, I see the people fighting back, and I just hope and pray it continues and people start to realize, yes, they can do something. I think for a long time people thought, what can I do? What can I do? And now they've realized when enough people don't buy beer, don't go to Target to shop, stand up to the school boards or whatever it is, they can see that there is victory to be had without going to jail, without losing your job, And so I'm starting to be very much more optimistic than I was maybe 3-4 months ago.
What about you, John?
We may win on lower levels, but they still have the big ones locked in, Pastor Ernie, with their corruption. I'm pessimistic on the presidency and other Senate. Certain states they're locked into, and like Pennsylvania, I don't see the Republicans winning it. The Republicans don't seem to want to win in Pennsylvania. Georgia, the Republicans are in power, but they're selling us out. Arizona, those states are deep, deep, deep with corruption.
Well, in Arizona, you can see what's all the judges there are owned with Carrie Lakes. Those judges are owned by the drug cartels. It's no secret. Everybody knows it. I mean, it's out in the open out there. Okay, you don't think that the people are going to say there's going to be such rage because they're not going to look at what they're doing to Donald Trump and saying, you know what, they're doing that to me too. Now, Dominion has gone down. They're not going to have Dominion there to help them. Do you think, let me ask you this one very quick. You know what, I don't have time. We're out of time for tonight. Okay, so, John, you've got 5 minutes. Can you give an invitation to 5 minutes? I'll give you the minute warning.
Oh, okay. You want me to give the invitation tonight, Mr. Ernie?
Yeah, sure do. I'll give you...
Okay.
I'll give you a minute warning. Now you got 4 minutes.
Okay. All right. Folks, the evil is clearly seen. I mean, there is evil in this world. It's not hidden. We're looking at corrupting. They're going after young children, folks, kindergartners, even before that, trying to attack their innocent little kids, trying to attack their sexuality and then pollute their minds, give them altering drugs, and then physically mutilate them. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than this. And on top of it, they want to give them those death shots, knowing that they're not effective, but to make in the long run, they make the kids sick and die. This is evil. This is an outburst of evil like there was in the 1930s with the fascists and the Nazis. Evil is real. But God is real. And this is all mapped out in the Bible. And God has a way to restore us because we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So God deals with the evil in us, each one of us, and that is through Christ going to the cross. He was the sinless, only begotten Son of God who came to pay the penalty for our sin, which is evil in God's eyes. His shed blood has paid the price. And what God does is our sin is placed on Christ, and then his righteousness is placed in us so that we can then go to heaven. God's provided it all, folks. And we can see the evil now. And the problem is that we've all sinned, but God loves us. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the way to have assurance of eternal life is it's called repentance, which means to turn away from sin.
90 seconds, John. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Turn to Jesus Christ. Confess him as your Lord and Savior. Believe he died on the cross. And, very important, he bodily arose 3 days later, and he is returning. There is a second coming of Jesus Christ. If you believe that he died and paid the price for your sin, he rose again the third day, God will accept you in his heaven, and you can have assurance of eternal life. That's really the plan of salvation is simple, folks. It is not difficult at all. God loves you. He sent Jesus to pay the penalty for your sin. If you confess Christ as your Savior and believe God rose, he rose from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved.
Right, and you know what? There's nothing as sure as the words of God. Nothing. There never has been and never will be. And not only that,
but all the attacks against the Word of God through history, Pastor Ernie, it's still here.
Well, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but his words will stand forever. And that's absolutely right. Now, we're out of time for tonight. So, as we get to this time every single night, this is the most important part of the program. We do it at the end because this is the last thing we want you to remember, program, and think about when you go to bed. So we say good night. We say God bless. And we want to say always, always, always. Always. Let's do it. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley?
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschetz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.